today's meeting to order. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. My name is Stephanie Vello. I am the special magistrate who will hear today's code enforcement cases as provided in Section 2-161 of the Town of Ponce Inlet Code of Ordinances and Chapter 162, Florida Statutes. I'm a licensed Florida attorney in good standing with the Florida Bar and am qualified to serve as the appointed special magistrate. It is my role today to fairly and objectively review today's cases. I would like to advise everyone of a few things before we get started. If you have a cell phone, please turn it off or put it on mute to not disturb today's hearings. The cases will be heard in the order established in the agenda. All parties will have an opportunity to speak and present relevant evidence. If you intend to speak, you will be asked to stand and be sworn in by a member of the town clerk's office. All testimony will be under oath and will be recorded. In all cases, the town has the burden of proof and will present its case first. The alleged violator will then have an opportunity to refute the town's allegations and present his or her evidence and legal arguments. Formal rules of evidence do not apply, but fundamental due process and fairness shall govern today's hearings. At the conclusion of each case, I will issue findings of fact based on evidence in the record and conclusions of law. My order shall identify a compliance date, which is a specific deadline to remedy the violation, and define in the event of noncompliance by the compliance date. I may also include other provisions and mandates in my order as authorized by law. A certified copy of my order will be recorded in the public records and will be binding and constitute notice to any subsequent purchasers of the real property upon which the violation exists. Once compliance is achieved, I will issue an order finding the property in compliance, and that order will also be recorded in the public records. Any aggrieved party, including the town, may appeal my orders to the circuit court within 30 days of the execution of the order to be appealed, as authorized under Chapter 162, Florida Statutes. All right, moving through the agenda here, we have come to administering the oath to witnesses. Anyone who intends to speak or provide testimony today, please rise and be sworn in.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Moving on to old business, item 4A on the agenda is case number 2025-682. Oh, I apologize. I skipped approval of the minutes. I'm going to rewind for 1 second. I have had the opportunity to review the July 28th, 2025 minutes, and I'm going to go ahead and approve those. And now we can commence with case 2025-682.
Thank you. Good morning, Your Honor. Case number 2025-682, Ocean Support, Inc., care of John Hinton at 4950 South Peninsula Drive. Alleged violations are the Florida Building Code, Section 105.1, as required. The synopsis of this case was work being performed that required a valid building permit. Case was originally presented to the board, or to the magistrate on June 23rd. It was determined that the property was found in violation of the cited provisions of the adopted town code. Property owner was granted till July 7th, 2025 to submit and obtain the approval of the required building permit and remit the $250 administrative fee. On July 25th, the contractor submitted the permit application and paid the $250 administrative fee. At the subsequent hearing on July 28th, staff requested a continuance to allow sufficient time for review of the application. On August 22nd, contractor paid for and obtained the approved permit. At this time, staff advises that the property is in full compliance with the magistrate's order. Accordingly, staff respectfully recommends that the property be deemed in compliance and this case be dismissed.
All right, thank you very much. Is there anything further from the town?
No.
All right. Is anyone here on behalf of the property owner, Ocean Support, Inc., or John Hinton? All right. In that case, I'm going to enter an order finding this property in compliance and closing this code enforcement matter. Is there any additional relief that's being requested by the town? All right. Moving on to new business, we have case number 2025-1741.
Thank you. Case number 2025-1741, Brandy Swick, 4746 South Peninsula Drive. Alleged violations are the Code of Ordinances, Section 34-32, committing, creating, or maintaining a nuisance, Section 34-33, sanitary nuisance designated, Section 34-35, storage of personal property, Section 34-36, repair of motor vehicle, storage of unlicensed or inoperable vehicles, Section 82-111, growth in excess of 12 inches prohibited, as well as the International Property Maintenance Code, Sections 102.2, maintenance, Section 301.3, vacant structures and or land, Section 302.1, sanitation, Section 302.7, accessory structure, Section 304.2, protective treatment, Section 308.1, accumulation of rubbish storage. Synopsis of this case is property maintenance and issues involving lot and or dwelling. Property appraiser's notes depicting ownership. This is a non-homesteaded parcel. And for the record, Ms. Swick is in the audience today and is here to testify on her behalf. This is the title for the property at 4746, indicating Ms. Swick as the owner. Tax rolls depicting Ms. Swick as the owner. And there was an affidavit of service from Mr. Mincy. He's the rental housing inspector. And this affidavit stating that on August 7th of 2025, he personally posted the said property with the notice of violation slash hearing for today's hearing date. And then this is another affidavit of hand delivery. I had the opportunity to meet Ms. Swick on Friday the 21st out at the property, and I gave her a copy of that notice of violation hearing. This is letter of notice of violation. The case was started on July 17th with a compliance date of August 15th for several violations, including high grass, outdoor storage of personal property, an inoperable vehicle, fence in disrepair, accessory structures in disrepair, mold and mildew on home, and some soffit repair. And this is just the cited sections of town code. This was originally sent certified mail, which was returned. However, we did post the property outside of her residence as well as here at town hall. This is a photo authentication affidavit. You're going to see 15 photos in total. 10 photos from July 16th representing the violations, and 5 from August 7th indicating the posting of the property and at town hall. So this is the posting that Mr. Mincy performed on August 7th at the resident. It's on the front door of the property, as well just a different view. Also, posting of the hearing letter here at Town Hall in the kiosk, and just a different view. Different view of the kiosk from here as well. This is some of the violations. This is some of the outdoor storage of the personal property. You can see ladders, garbage bags full of debris, buckets, screens, things in that nature.
Okay, go back one, just so that we understand where we're looking, where on the property is this, what portion of the property are we looking at?
Yes, sir. So this is the front of the property. This is would be the front door of the property. Facing west, you can partially see it from the roadway, but it is covered to a point. And this is a different angle. So this would be looking more north. So the front door would be to the left of this picture here. So you just turn to the right, and this is what you would see here as well. So now there's another photograph here showing the top circle is the soffit area that needed to be replaced. If you look at that grate inside that circle, just to the left of that little triangle piece, that's some vinyl siding that has fallen off the home that needs to be repaired. And then the bottom circle was a homemade piece of some sort of awning, I'm going to assume to stop the rainwater from coming into like the garage area. That door would be to the garage side, so it wouldn't get into the house, but at least into the garage. And that's become rotted out and dilapidated, so it needs to be repaired. This is in the rear yard of the property. This is an accessory structure. It's a greenhouse. That top circle is part of the roof, and as you can see, it's come undone a little bit. And that oval-type circle is, you can see the rafters, so there's missing pieces there as well. We have some vines growing on the house that need to be removed. And then this is more outdoor storage. Now, this is in the front. There's a large tree out front, and this is on the back side of the tree. So you can see the driveway there on the left-hand side and a little walkway up. In that circle is an air conditioning unit. There's also like a lantern, obviously a hand truck, and just some other little personal items that are being stored outside. This is on the southern side of the home. In the photograph, you can see some of the higher grass on the side here, and just in the middle, some sort of railing of some sort, scaffolding or something in that nature. This vehicle here is an inoperable vehicle. Apparently it does run, just has an invalid tag. And in the sections of the code, anything that's invalid must be parked into an enclosed structure or removed from the property. And as you can see, that tag expired in February of 2024. And then some fence repair, and you can also see molding on the side, mold and mildew on the side of the home. Now, I did have an opportunity to meet with Ms. Swick out on the property on Friday. She was gracious enough to allow us to walk around the property. Getting to the backyard, that grass is extremely tall. It's several feet in height. You can almost see it through that fence of how high that is. But I will let Ms. Swick speak on her behalf. We talked for about 30 minutes at the property and tried to develop a timeline. So I believe Ms. Swick would be best to speak on what's going to take place. Ms. Swick? Hey, come up to the podium, please. You're going to need your name and address for the record, please.
Brandy Swick, 4746 South Peninsula Drive, Ponce Inlet, Florida, 32127. So I just want to start. Both my parents passed away. So my dad passed away 2 years ago, and I inherited the house with obviously a bunch of stuff that I did not know what to do with. I also have a brother that doesn't live here, but didn't want me to throw away that stuff either. So it was really tough trying to figure out what to do with it. But I do have some updates to the violations that we just were talking about. So the high grass, all of the grass has been cut. All of those weeds are gone on both sides of the house. I weed whacked and pulled all of the grass in the backyard as well, so it's not there anymore. outdoor storage of personal property. This weekend, I rented a dumpster and threw everything away. So that porch that he showed in the beginning is completely empty. There's not one thing. I threw away the air conditioner that was in the window, as well as all of the stuff that was on the driveway and in the back of the house. So everything that was outside is completely gone, and the dumpster is leaving this morning sometime. The inoperable vehicle is my brother's. He renewed the insurance over the weekend, and he has an appointment to get it registered. I'm trying to get him to just get rid of it because he has a new truck, but that's another battle I have to deal with. But he is going to also inflate the tires and move it to the side of the house as well. Fence in disrepair. I wasn't able to move it this weekend by myself and put it in the dumpster, but the goal is to just get rid of it completely because there's no fence in the backyard, so there's no point of having that there. Accessory structure in disrepair, the greenhouse. I need the polycarbonate roof panels to fix it. I don't have a truck, but my brother is there this week and we'll be picking those up to get those fixed. The mold and mildew, I got a pressure washer over the weekend, and I removed all of the mildew on the house, soffits, and the gutters. And the soffit that was needing repair is fixed. As of now, 4 out of the 7 violations are fixed, and I know exactly what I need to fix the rest, and I have a plan to fix it. I'm confident that I can have everything done within 30 days, if possible.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Swick. Anything further?
No, thank you.
All right. So it appears to me that some of these violations have been remedied. Is the town
an inspection performed in
agreement?
Have you, Dave?
That's correct. No inspection. I did speak to Ms. Swick prior to this meeting, and after the hearing today, we're going to go out and verify.
Okay. And so given that sort of the status of these violations has very recently changed, what is your requested relief today?
We're still looking for finding that the violations exist, and I think 30 days, we're okay with 30 days proposed for to bring it into compliance. Yes, Dave?
Yes, I'm just counting the days on to see when it correlates with the next hearing date. If you just give me 1 second, please. Okay, so the next hearing date is actually the 22nd, and 30 days would be the 24th. Ms. Swick, do you believe that you could probably have everything taken care of, say, Sunday the 21st, which would be 29 days?
I do, yes.
Or do you need longer?
No, I can get it done.
Okay.
And would that be inclusive of any repairs which might require permitting, or?
That was my next question. Does any of the work that's being proposed require permitting, especially if they're removing portions of fence? Will they have to get a demo permit for that?
No, that's just the one section there. It's already on the ground for the most part. That's just really leaning up against it.
So that's just removal of personal property at this point?
Yes.
And how about for the roof work?
That's to a greenhouse, I would ask. I believe it's under 100 square feet. Let me get with the building official on that. Typically, it's under a certain square footage. It wouldn't require a permit because it's a repair. Same thing as we did a roof on a single-family home. This is a greenhouse. So let me just verify with the building official. I don't think they would need one, but let me do the verification.
On timing, I think I may have a solution. I know what you were working on, Dave, trying to get the timing down. But what if we were to allow the full 30 days just to make everybody's life easier, but go ahead and schedule it now for status for next meeting? That way, if there are any permit issues that come up, something delays the time frame, we can react to that. And if it's in compliance, then we can go ahead and get an order of compliance at that hearing. But I think okay. That was, you were trying to get the case wrapped up, and I think we can do that by using a status hearing next month. And that way, if there are permitting issues that pop up in the process, then we can adjust those timelines to give more time for what needs more time at that point.
All right. So then I'm ordering that the property be brought into compliance with all of the cited code provisions by September 24th. That is the date. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
And when? What is the date of the next code enforcement?
22nd.
The 22nd. Okay. And so we will reconvene on September 22nd for a status update.
Staff would also request that a $250 administrative fee be attached.
Okay. I am going to order that that $250 administrative costs be paid as well. Is that all of the requested relief today?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And Ms. Swick, do you have anything additional that you would like to say?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We are at the end of our business on the agenda here. Does anyone have anything they would like to say before I adjourn this meeting?
Me, Dave, anything?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Then we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.